McInnes, McCrone, across with Widdop. There's overlap again. He floats it out. Nightingale has a hat-trick. His third for the year. They slow it up just a shade. McInnes across to Widdop. Steadies up. Man elusive. Man is over. And man, oh man, it's been some sort of comeback. They're back in front.
Well, it was a funny game for everyone, I guess, bar Dragon supporters and Paul McGregor. They were up 10-0 early, then they were behind 28 points to 10 at halftime. Eventually, they got home 32 points to 28, and they needed to keep their season on track. One of their best was Josh McCrone, and he's been good enough to join us this morning. G'day, Josh.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, really well. Sometimes when you play a team you're expected to beat, the worst thing is that you can score a try early. You guys got a couple early, and do you think there might have been a little bit of complacency there yesterday?
Oh, definitely. I think that's exactly what happened. As I said, those first two tries probably come a little bit too easy for us. So I suppose we got to be comfortable and expected that to just keep happening.
You got the win, though, in the end. And I know that it was going to break the hearts of the Knights, mate, but you got the job done.
Yeah, well, that second half, a lot was right on that. We had a good talk at halftime. And, it was a fairly heated talk, actually. But just about that this can be a season-defining year if we want to come out and do a decent job in the second half. We want to roll over, so it was exciting that the boys really showed up.
All right, give us an understanding then what Paul McGregor said, and actually probably more interestingly is how he said it. We see you guys in that horseshoe shape around the coach. Give us an understanding of how he delivered that halftime spray and anything in particular for you.
He's a fairly passionate bloke, Mary. So he wasn't really happy with how that first half went. So she was pretty heated. Yeah, there was a bit of steam coming out of his ears, but I think it was all deserved the way we played, really. And for me, he's pretty big on just the end of our sets. Obviously, there's a couple of errant kicks there for me. So if we could build some pressure, get into the arm wrestle, he was fairly confident we could get a win.
He doesn't get aggro too often, does he?
Well, this year's been pretty good. We haven't given him too many reasons, but hopefully it stays that way.
Exactly right. And just overall, how do you think, despite the frustration of that game, how do you think you guys are travelling currently?
We've obviously been on a bit of a lull the last month, but I think it was a bit unrealistic to think that we'd stay up on the high we had all year, like the way we started. So hopefully we can get back to there. I think we will. I think we're heading in the right direction, especially after that second half.
Is it easy to say that the loss of Paul Vaughan, which sort of mixes up the interchange and what you do and players having to play extra minutes, that contributed to maybe a little bit of a sluggish effort in the back half of the first half?
Possibly. He's been massive for us. The meters he's getting and the work he's getting through in the middle, even defensively, he's been enormous. So it could have, but we're not looking for excuses there. I think everyone just was a bit off.
Mm. Jason Nightingale, he looks like he's going to drop every ball that's kicked to him, but but he never drops them. He never drops them. He's incredible the way he looks. For him to go out there and score three tries, and he's been doing it for so long, 100 tries in the National Rugby League. To play with a guy like that, Josh, it must give you a bit of confidence because, he's not going to feature at the top of opposition team tip sheets, but he gets the job done every week.
Yeah, definitely. I'm glad he's on our team. He's one of the safest blokes you have at the back down, man. He's still in at full back for us this year too and done an enormous job there. So, I'm just glad he's wearing the red V with me.
And Joshy Dugan, mate, he was pretty good.
Definitely, mate. He's back up after Origin and he ran some massive metres for us. Bringing that ball back and starting our sets, it was a massive reason why we turned that momentum.
Does he say, when you back up from Origin, there are a number of players did it over the weekend. Did he sort of say, is it how difficult it is, or are you still on a bit of a roll? I'm sure you feel a bit flat. Did he sort of say how difficult it is?
No, it's not something I really talked to him about, but having a look at Frizz after the game, mate, he's held together by strap and tape now. He's not an older bloke, so poor bloke. He takes about four blokes to cut everything off him after the game. I mean, it must take a fair toll on you.
Where are you in your block of games? Generally speaking, coaches like to do blocks of four or blocks of five. Titans away next week, then the bye, then the Raiders away, and then you're at home to the Seagulls. So that's a pretty daunting next couple of weeks coming up. Where are you with the block that Paul McGregor has laid out for you?
Yeah, it's funny. We haven't really talked about locks and such like that, but I mean, we're just looking at next week going into the bye because they're going to get a bit of a break over the bye, so we've got a few days off there. So just the short turnaround into that, but I mean, that's Raiders and Manly are going to be two tough teams. They're both very hungry teams at the moment, so and I suppose we'll get through Titans. We can't overlook Titans. They're a fairly talented team. Ash Taylor steering the ship there, so. Just looking 1 week at a time, very cliched, I know, but that's what we're doing.
and what about yourself, Josh? Now regularly playing in the National Rugby League, I know you've got deep experience there previously, but you know the last couple of years have been a little bit up and down, but now playing regular NRL, do you feel like you're making the strong contribution to the team that you want to?
Yeah, obviously there's always improvements you want to make, but I'm excited to get a bit of consistent football there and hold down a spot, so... In a successful team, so it's always good when your team's winning. So, but I'm really enjoying, especially playing with Gareth Widdop. Mate, he's an excellent player to play with in the halves. He's always on the ball, and he makes my job a lot easier.
Mm. And now, look, this is maybe people haven't heard of this young guy. He's and I'm presuming you take an interest in him because you come from the same town. That's Tamora. But Zach Lomax is a young guy. Plays in the under 20s. He's a centre. He's still under 18. He's an exceptional talent. Have you been able to help Zach out with, just assimilation into the city and understanding about what's required of him to be an NRL player?
Well, he actually beat me here. He's been down here for a few years, so he sort of helped me out.
Yeah, right.
He's been in Wollongong for a few extra years than me. But, he's got long levers and he's a fair player. That under-18 State of Origin game, I watched him play there and he had a blind. He's one of the best. He's... His older brother Hayden's down here too.
Yeah,
the front row. But they're both good kids and both playing some good footy at the minute.
Yeah, great to see them coming through. Josh, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Too easy, thanks, boys.
Well done, Josh McCrone. There, Titans will take on the Dragons Friday night, Cbus Stadium, 6 PM. Titans $1.80. The Dragons $2.
Dragons outsiders in that one. That is strange. Oh, well, there's value there in the Dragons.